Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Forever Dog. Race Chaser.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, and welcome back to Race Chaser Classique, a podcast dedicated to the discussion, dissection,
and dissemination
of every single episode of RuPaul's Drag Race, starting from the very beginning. My name is Alaska. What's yours?
I'm Willems.
Oh my gosh, I recognize you from TV.
Oh, you must have a television.
Charisma. Uniqueness. Talent. We've raised the Baron Grace and beauty.
Who's Baron Grace? Was she in Sound of Music?
I checked this morning.
We've raised the bar on grace and beauty.
So high that there's only one place to go. Over the motherfucking top. More booty, more sassy stars, more drama, and a finale that will be the most sickening ever.
Willem throws up.
Much better.
The divas are here. Oh. Who walks in first?
Ooh.
But Willem, he's 29. He doesn't say anything. He's an actor. I've done TV. I've done films. I'm a successful drag queen and not some bitch who has to show for a dollar. You know, they asked me what I did in the interview room. They said, explain it. Tell me some things you've done. I did. It was a trap. I should have just said, I don't know. I've done some student films.
No, it was
I was an idiot. They used it and it was fine.
It was iconic. And we got to know a little bit about some of the ones you said, though. I don't recognize. Precinct.
Hurricane Bianca?
Precinct. Quadrant.
The district.
District.
The district. No, I had a two episode arc. Miss Jacqueline Smith was my attorney. They told me not to talk to her though. But you want to know what happened? You want to know what happened on that set? A non-union hairstylist who usually did Jacqueline wasn't allowed to do her hair because he wasn't union. And when Delta was sitting here, I was remembering all the stuff that they went through then. Girl, Hollywood.
What was it like walking into the workroom first?
Walking in, have you walked in first? You're usually last, right?
No, I usually fall somewhere in the middle.
Oh,
filler child. Okay. Filler queen.
Filler queen.
Filler queen. So walking in first I knew I was walking in first before they let me in because I could hear that no one was in there and they were setting up a shot. I was like, oh, okay. And once I knew that, I was like, oh, they're just going to let me go in and play. I'm the first one. They know I could hold a room on my own.
Yeah.
And like give people something to do with their cameras.
Mm-hmm.
So I did. I said a lot of stuff that they couldn't use. I'm sure. I just kept cursing. It was fun.
A size 26. I guess they have the big girls.
Hope they don't have diabetes. Oh
my God. And I said that because my cousin had diabetes and juvenile diabetes. And, I knew it was such a struggle.
And you licked the makeup box.
Because that's the one I wanted. First, I looked in to see what shades were in which, because it was all scattered about. And I was like, oh, you're going to give some girls shit and some girls. And so I took the one I wanted. I opened the box.
Y'all had NYX Cosmetics that season?
We did. Yeah.
They had
a primer I liked.
No, I like NYX Cosmetics, actually. I always stand up for them whenever
I use
makeup
their pencils.
Snobs try to read them.
Yeah.
They have good products.
For your...
How about your outfit? Tell us a little bit about it. It's sort of like California denim hooker.
Denim Daisy Duke
Human.
Roadside trucker hooker.
Yeah.
With horns. There were actually antlers coming out of the shoulders of deers.
Oh.
Yeah. They had some stones on them and you couldn't see it in my hair, but it was like, it was a cool costume and I still wear it. It's rhinestone now though to the gods upstairs.
Work.
And I wore a fake Louboutin with fringy
times they have changed.
And they were forged.
Oh, wow. Yes. I don't have the receipts. I didn't buy them. Yeah. I stole them. They're also counterfeit.
I wore it because we were filming in July, and I knew it could unzip very easily, and I had an Iron Fist bikini under it, and I knew Rue had done Iron Fist shoes, so I wanted to be like, look, this is your Iron Fist bikini.
Yeah.
And as soon as they broke, I unzipped it, and it was so hot. And then I pulled out an electric fan and started fanning myself. And they're like, where'd you get that? I was like, I brought it from home.
Hi.
I was like, y'all are hot in your hoods and your sleeves and your pads. Goodbye.
I heard that the air conditioner was not functioning.
It was not a cool day.
That is fucked up.
Yeah. To do drag in July. It was July 21st.
Girl in a giant hotbox. Yes. Hotbox. Buy Hotbox by
Laganja
Stranja.
Now available on iTunes.
Next in is LaShawn Beyond. She's a young, beautiful woman.
Main attraction at the circus.
That's right. Next, also another trans icon, Jiggly Caliente, walks right in the door.
Plus size Barbie, blow pop in the mouth.
A lot of iconic things happen in this first episode. The characters are instantly forged. Mm-hmm. You as the name-dropping, you know, resume Hollywood girl. Mm-hmm. Jiggly with the blow pop in the mouth.
The round-the-way girl, for sure.
Yeah. You look really familiar.
Oh, you must have a television.
Ding! Fifi O'Hara, she's 25 and from Chicago.
Madame LaQueer, 29.
Perra. Yes.
Milan, hey, there's a new girl in town. Let's get to business.
There's a new girl in town. Let's get to business.
Is that a quote from a musical
or
something?
No, she's just really... She's giving the director too much until she's asked to pull it back. That's what I think she's doing.
Okay. She did that.
I'm not mad at her.
Me neither. So talented.
More energy is usually better on a reality show.
For sure. Otherwise, you know, you got Elisa Summer from Florida. And I can walk down the street and I don't really get clocked.
Cool.
She gets stopped by the cops.
Ooh, Dita Ritz comes in pumping. Dita Ritz comes in pumping. With Bonjour, Lady. She has so much shoulder action. If you think about if Beyonce and Carrie Bradshaw and Kimora Simmons somehow had a baby, she comes in.
I think she's pretty.
Pumping. Me
I think
too.
She looks pretty.
She looks great. She's a cult.
It's off the rack. The hair is casual. It's, you know.
The hair is lived.
Her smile is infectious.
Oh, so fun.
And gorgeous. We love Dita Ritz.
Salute.
Yes.
Salute.
Also, another salute is the princess. And she's a reserved extrovert. Yeah.
Okay.
I love her eyebrows.
We love the princess, deep friend of the pod.
Ooh. From the island of enchantment, Kenya Michaels, 21. I'm a little person, but I'm a fierce bitch.
Yeah. She is very stunning. Mm. You get mad because you're like, wait a second.
When she walked in.
I thought I was going to be the pretty one.
Honestly, what I thought is I was like, oh, they got trans girls on here. Because I thought.
Well, you were right.
I was right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, at that point, she had already been transitioning certain aspects of, and she's admitted that since. And, you know, Band-Aids on the nipples at the pool.
Work.
Yeah, first sign.
Live. Next, Chad Michaels, 40 years old, from San Diego.
Morning, bitches. Hi, everybody.
I love Chad Michaels, such a consummate professional, and I bet y'all were scared when she walked in the room like, oh, it's over.
Well, here's the thing. I knew she was coming already because we reported on a Sunday, and on that week before, I went to Dreamgirls, and I was like, hey, girl.
We'll have lunch next week.
Yes, that's exactly what I did. She's like, yeah. Call me. And then nothing. So I see her, and she was the first thing when she saw me, she's like, you bitch. Because, like, we knew each other from Women's Murder Club. sorry. Thank you. she played this drag queen that...
WMC.
Drowned in a toilet. Delta was on it too with us. And I was her best friend crying at her memorial. And so, like, we were friendly, and, like, we'd seen each other at clubs, but we weren't really friends. So, like, me going to Dreamgirls and, like, seeing Detox there and stuff,
yeah.
I was backstage, and I was like, blah, 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 we should, you know. She's like, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
And it was so nice to see another LA girl, and as soon as she walked in, I was like, okay, I have a safe, I have, like, a friend. Because I had a girl yeah. I knew. Going in there knowing nobody is hard. Going in knowing at least one person is such a huge advantage. Because yeah. you have someone you have a history with instead mm-hmm. of all these new girls that are trying to figure you out, you know? Chad exactly. knew I was rotted. He knew what kind of person I was.
Yes.
So it was nice to see him there. So, and I was so glad.
Yes. And right after Chad Michaels is Sharon Needles.
No, this order is wrong. Okay. This order is false. Sharon walked in last.
Nope.
Really?
Maybe in real life.
In real life, they changed it. Oh, wow. Yep, 100%. They changed this order for sure.
Yeah.
Wow. But they changed the runway order, though, too. I'm not surprised that they can change the room order.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay,
they shift
sorry.
Things around
sorry about that accusation.
Deep accusation.
Do they play the Addams Family theme when Sharon walks in?
They do. They play, well, it's like a royalty free version
how
of
many,
the
how
Addams
many of the same notes are you allowed? Sure, sure.
I look spooky, but
I'm really nice.
She walks in the door. She gives a snarly face.
Mm-hmm.
And then she goes, I look spooky, but I'm really nice.
Her lip literally
for
twitches.
Now.
Quiver.
Do you think that was nerves? Do you ever get the thing on stage where, like,
yes.
you get, like, a little...
Yes. All the time. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Shake.
I get it before, like, sometimes when I have sex, like, if the guy's really, really hot and I'm nervous, like, my body, my leg will shake.
Oh, wow.
Tighten up.
Push out. Restless pussy syndrome.
New merch, restless pussy syndrome. Side effects include restless pussy syndrome. Helix mattress.
Sharon Needles is beautiful, spooky, and stupid. Yeah. Sharon, I texted her a question last night, and we'll get to it. Mm-hmm. But she called me, and she was like, she really wants to come in and be on multiple episodes. We in person.
What's the budge?
So, well, I don't know. She said, she was like, I'm going to use my miles and I'm going to fly myself in. And I was like, okay.
Is that a threat?
No. And she was like, that's where you're supposed to volunteer to buy my flight.
What?
Gorge. So we'll talk about it, but it
maybe
should
we'll
be.
Maybe we'll do GoFundMe.
It should be a time where we can do a bunch of episodes in a row so yeah. she can be there. So we'll look at the schedule and we'll figure that out.
I'm trying to look at my phone because I know I recorded it at some point. It's when Sharon walks by when she first enters. She walks by four of the girls, and they're all smiling, and I'm looking down at her like this. From where I'm sitting, like, on top
I
of a toolbox.
Like that bitch.
I was mad that she got to do her entrance twice. I was pressed.
You were very mad.
Yeah, because her hat fell off, and we all laughed at her, and we're like, okay, girl. And her hat was filled with trash bags. And I was like,
to make it stand up.
I know it worked, but I was like, who's this trash queen? You know? And that's what I thought. And I was like, okay.
Well, rigamorous girl.
I was like, they obviously like her. She's like an underdog. She's crazy and cool. Like, I immediately recognized that too. But like, I was like, that's what you wanted to wear for the workroom? Girl, the first time America's seeing you?
I liked the outfit. It was cool.
Well, yeah.
The dress was actually expensive.
Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter.
Well, anyway.
Shows her face now, but it doesn't matter.
The final one to walk in is the one and only Latrice Royale, 39 years old.
Chunky yet funky.
She says 18 catchphrases that still persist to
bold
this day.
Bold and beautiful.
Eat it!
The shade of it all.
Yes.
Yes.
She gives us a rundown of her catchphrases that are still persisting. We love her. Deep salute. Deep. And I love her look. I think she's pure drag.
Oh, it's great. But bitch, she was sweating. So we have hammering, we have stairs, we have chewing.
Da-na-na-na. Da-na-na-na. Da-na-na-na.
Clap, clap. No snaps.
Da-na-na-na.
Sharon's new single.
Yeah, she's pure drag. We love, and she was fucking sweating. That's crazy. That how long was the air conditioner not working?
Oh, most of the day.
Just that one day?
Yeah.
Is that where the shade of it all comes from? Did someone say the AC's not working and she's fanning herself? And she's
I don't know.
The shade of it all?
I was glad I was in next to nothing. And all the girls were... And if you look when we're watching this video message, all the girls are standing. And I'm perched sitting on the corner of the table. I'm like, I'm getting the best seat in the house, bitch. I'm not standing all day. Because the video message, just to set it up, you know, they would set it up and then move girls down the line and be like, you stand here, you stand here. And they left me where I was. So that's like 20 minutes of standing in heels. I was like, work smarter, not harder. I am getting off my feet. All the entrances with all the girls, I'm on this big toolbox in the back. I was like, I'm propping up. I'm going to be in every shot.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love this season. We're going to take a break so I can talk about myself more.
The new Starz series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galitzine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly, it is.
With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villiers sets her handsome and charming son, George, on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover.
You've never seen a mother-son duo like this before. The show is full of wit, scandal, action, and did I mention Julianne Moore?
Something this audacious and sexy is as genre-bending as it gets. You won't be able to look away.
Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Starz and the Starz app.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
A lot of us spend our lives wishing we had more time.
The question is, time for what? If time was unlimited, how would you use it?
That's tea. I don't know how I would spend my time. I'd probably get ample sleep, have ample time to sit and do nothing. I love that hobby.
Yeah.
And then time to spend with my family, my friends, my loved ones, and, you know, doing stuff that I love.
I always listen to the end of the Hamilton soundtrack, and they have that song about time, and it makes me, like, cognizant that, like, life is finite. And you should, like, try to appreciate it and then take downtime and stuff. But the best way to squeeze that special thing into your schedule is to know what's important to you. And then you make that a priority no matter what.
That's right. Therapy can help you find what matters to you so you can do more of it.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, you should give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online and designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. And one of my friends did it, and she really liked it, too.
That's right. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp.
Visit BetterHelp.com/drag. Today to get 10% off your first month.
That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/drag.
Now, wait just a moment. Wait just a moment. How many of you are there? Oh, wait, there's one more. There's one more. We need one more.
I forgot
queen.
About this. I forgot.
They bring the pit crew, the spit crew bring in a box.
A big box.
A giant box. And who pops out but Shangela?
Shangela. I was so happy to see her. Because I was like, okay, I got now another girl. We did EOY together.
You were like, fine, bring them on, Diva.
They show me walking up and high-fiving her.
So funny.
Yeah.
Take this box and throw it in a rabbit honey badger and set it on fire!
Did she say that?
Yeah.
I was there, I guess.
And then they send out Shangela screaming. It's really brutal. They kill Shangela multiple times in this episode. It's really brutal.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's she's a zombie really zombie food.
Yeah.
I totally forgot about that. In the video message, we're alluded to it, though. We are living in desperate times, birds falling from the sky, fish dying in the sea once fertile lands are dried up. You are the hope of future glamazons everywhere. Ladies, tighten your tucks. This is the beginning of the rest of your life. Oh, or the
life,
record
life,
you
life,
like.
Life, life, life.
Yeah.
She says the song there.
Yeah, and this is where we found out that it was $100,000 too, and we were like, oh yes, $100,000 pussy.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, billionaire puss.
Y'all must have been very happy.
Well, we were happier with that than the NYX cosmetics because we were all like didn't they have MAC last season?
NYX, wow, amazing.
Yeah. No, they had Krylon season 3. MAC was season 1.
Yeah.
Yeah. But You can cut that.
Well, let's get into the mini challenge. Now, I want to know what happened. Did you know what was coming when they outfitted you with this sort of white bell dress?
I don't remember knowing what was coming, but I knew it was something like canvassy. I thought we were going to like draw on ourselves or whatever.
Yeah.
But I was 13th at that. I was the last one to do that. And yeah. I'd seen everyone else come in and they were reports of like it being hard and falling. And like, obviously I knew like you get paint shot at you. And I was like, oh, like the McQueen.
Right. It was a reference to there was a runway where they did this.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So that was, I mean, I guess the first name I dropped in the workroom, McQueen.
Yeah.
We'll keep a track this season. Number one.
I also have a piece of intel.
Oh, do you?
You know how I describe Bag of Chips' runway walk as catching flies in her mouth? Mm-hmm. Do you know where that comes from? Mike Ruiz says it about Kenya Michaels in this challenge. Yeah. Because he's like, she has a very beautiful face, but she keeps opening her mouth like she's trying to trap flies. I don't know why Paul Lind is Mike Ruiz, but who were the big falls? Jiggly Caliente. Latrice also has a big fall. And she...
next page.
She just lays there and she's like, spray me down here. This is my photo. And it's kind of epic.
Yeah.
And you have a stumble and a huge response from RuPaul. RuPaul is just... flummoxed. Whoa, 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 whoa! And then you don't fall, right?
No, I don't fall. But I immediately walked in and got on there and they said, oh, wait, get off. And they sprayed the whole floor of the rotating thing with paint. It was covered. And I was like,
they tried to get you, girl.
They wanted to get me. And they didn't get me.
They tried to get you, gal.
And they're still trying.
When still trying.
I
get you good. Let's go.
You don't have to be beautiful to be a star.
Oh my.
Shania. I walked right back in the workroom and just told everybody to go home.
Go home.
Go home, girls. I thought I was being funny and they did not like it.
And Fifi was like, fuck you.
They did not.
All serious.
Like it.
Fuck off, bitch.
They did not get me at
damn.
All. Yo, but the getting out of drag was fun. It was just like, we're here. And nobody...
Sharon is such a clown. I love her. She's unmiked, just walking around like, oh, yeah, sometimes I just, like, take bags of trash out of the garbage can and just tape them myself and open them up on stage and just trash goes everywhere. Except you can't hear, so it's like... Sometimes they just take trash bags. It's almost like Big Dipper. It's almost like Big Dipper is saying it because you can kind of hear it, but not really.
Right.
But they kept it in.
Jiggly's immediately trying to find any source of dick in the room. She's saying, like, Princess looks like a construction worker. Uh-huh. Latrice went from Aretha to Biggie Smalls.
Yeah.
She's just trying to find something to get up on.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Wait. All the pit crew comes in with some cocktails for the divas. And who's the winner of the mini challenge?
Jiggly won the mini challenge.
You were pissed. I saw your face.
Did they cut to it?
You were pissed, yeah.
I wasn't pissed. I just thought that once we saw the photos in Untucked, everybody in the room agreed that there were better photos. And we think that they let her win because they knew she was going to be in the bottom for the zombie. They had already planned it. Hmm. Honestly, because like her mini challenge photo was not better than
it was pretty.
It was great, but like there were others.
Had a better photo.
Many others, not mine. But I remember
were given sort of a side angle.
It was fine. I'm not a photo girl. But like,
well, you're great at photo shoots. It just wasn't your best frame, I don't think.
Sure, and that wig wasn't my best wig. Three hairs. But I remember everybody agreed, and then we were like, oh, they were doing it for arc, you know, top to bottom. But, like, she looked fine. Whatever.
I thought she looked to be at a bomb.
Mm-hmm. Well, she won, so.
The next day, we cut to some daywalking women.
Girl, five of them wore flats. We were gagged. I was like, y'all show up. Oh, you going to Dollar General? Where are we going?
Good. Uggs. Smart.
I wore a cowgirl boot, I think.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And with a heel.
Y'all have the most trans girls of any season, I believe. And
LaShawn, Kenya,
they are
Jiggly.
Right up in front. It's like Jiggly and Kenya are like, oh, daytime?
Oh, we got
Hi,
this.
Let's go. Come on.
Yeah. Uh-huh. I was having fun day walking. I was in a little Hollywood hooker crop top. I was in my
Scoochie
football jersey
hoochie.
from fourth grade, actually.
Nice.
I turned it into a crop top. Yeah. Number 54.
Where was the hotel?
The hotel was in Culver City, but the zombie place that we... Oh, the hotel in Culver City we were staying at was the one that Pentatonix was at, too, during their season. Oh. So we had seen each other. We knew two shows were filming. But the motel that we went to was downtown, like, I think it was in the 60s above Inglewood.
Love that.
Yeah. It was what's
Zombie
it called?
Hotel.
What's it called when it's not open anymore?
Abandoned? Condemned?
That.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I bet they had all the girls who came in as guests just like hanging out.
They were waiting in one specific room, yeah.
Roach infested.
It was not cute.
Death motel.
Was not safe. But
this
it was
is. Fun. Did you know what was coming?
No, I had no idea. I was like, we're in a motel. I bet we're like doing some makeover stuff in these rooms.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. But the makeover challenge was basically make all this trash into an outfit after the zombie apocalypse. And some girls were going ham and like.
Anybody punch anybody in the face?
No, I remember Delta was. Was going around saying bug, 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 bug. And she had this amazing sugar skull makeup, and I knew it was her,
cool.
But like some of the girls were like, that one zombie's like mean.
Ah!
It's just like, I was like, they didn't even clock that it was Delta, you know?
Give a person a mask and they'll show you who they really are.
Mm.
Shibug, bug, bug, bug.
Shibug.
Shaboogie, shaboogie, shaboogie. The face that's hard to look at. Chanel, Venus, Morgan, Dretla, Akasha, Raven, Angina. All the LA Divas came in for this one. What a fun day.
I remember as soon as I saw Morgan, I was like, what? Yeah.
Raven looked so sick.
Oh, sickening.
She looked like Joan Crawford.
Raven's always been everything.
Really, really beautiful. Sharon goes in and she's a pun-making machine. This is her element. Oh, honey, you're drop-dead gorgeous. I dig the look. It's like a family reunion. Sorry, sis. She is Paul Lind. I just love it.
For sure. Salute, salute. Milan is... See, this is the part that I was talking about where I was like, some girls were doing a lot. I knew they were like...
She's doing too much.
No, here's the thing. It's not too much because like it's always good to give more until they say hold it back. But like that drilling. I knew they were filming B-roll stuff of like zombies and bullshit. I was like, I'm not getting on the ground. I'm not doing all that. This is
Milan
leather.
Did.
Milan did. She took every opportunity and I commend her for that for sure.
She threw herself onto the concrete.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I like that hair that she was wearing, too. I remember.
Yeah, very pretty. And then we end the segment with Shangela dying in a gruesome fashion again.
You know, God is good.
Yikes. Shangela was wearing the La Queefa.
Yeah, the postmodern pimpo.
Yes.
For sure.
We love Shangela. Hello!
As soon as we got back to the workroom, we saw this giant Operation Dumbo Drox bop with, she had lots of supplies in it, and we were all like, oh, cool. And we started running towards it, and I jumped in, and there was chicken wire in the box, and my shoe got caught. I was all tangled up.
Oh, my God.
Like a trapped animal. And then I said, this is all mine now. And they didn't think that was a joke either. They thought I was really trying to claim it all. And they asked people, like, what do you think when Willem claimed it all? Like, in the interviews that night, he's like, and thank God they didn't say she was trying to hoard it. Because they could have made that a story.
Sanchezing about.
Yeah.
We?
It was a lot. And then I hit Kenya in the face with a roll of fabric on accident.
Oh, my God.
She hit you in the face.
Did she? Oh, yeah, she did.
Huh. She knocked you right in the face.
Oh, yeah. My God. Yeah. Well, Kenya likes to move her body
when she designs. Girl, she can make it clap like a fucking auditorium of people. There's so much butt and so much movement.
So cute.
She's so beautiful. She has a swimwear line now, too.
Ooh, word.
I have it rhinestoned in the Palm Springs house.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's a good little French cut.
Live.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know what's not living? Anybody during the post-apocalyptic period of time. Because they're all dead.
LaShawn is deeply charming in her mispronunciation, which has gone on to, I think, anytime they talk about the apocalypse on Drag Race.
Oh, post-apocalyptic.
Post-apocalyptic.
Oh, I'm sure, yeah.
So that's a deep and lasting salute that keeps giving. And you say, LaShawn thinks she's Magellan splitting the world in half.
Well, she did put a globe on her head.
I thought it was cool, and I referenced that in my song.
Circumnavigation of the World or Magellan?
No, the song Rue Girl. I say I've got the world on my head like LaShawn.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
You have such iconic music. Thank God it's all available on iTunes.
Iconic.
Dum, 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 dum. May I call you Jiggly? Oh, wait. No, sorry.
Oh, door squeak. Oh, my gosh. Who is it?
Who could it be?
This is a really fun walkthrough with RuPaul. This is it sparks joy to watch this season and this episode because I just remember it all so viscerally.
You watched all the episodes besides Sharon, probably, right?
We watched it at the Blue Moon. We had viewing parties. I was gainfully employed, working. I think I was bartending in drag. For the viewing parties.
Oh, nice.
And then we would do a show afterward. And we would always know the theme because Sharon was there. Mm-hmm. So we would base the theme and we would all dress up like the theme from the episode.
Oh, yeah. And different people had to play different versions of people.
Sometimes we would play acts.
Weren't you an angel once? Did you do skits?
I think Lola did Fifi once.
Oh, okay.
Because
yeah.
She was really into, like, the Tanner at the moment.
Oh, yeah. I just saw an old Fifi picture from 2012 with Lola. I didn't even recognize her.
Well, thank you, Dr. Zizmore.
Deep friend of the pod.
So
I remember this because Princess's Black Swan look was amazing. And when Rue did the walk around, we could all hear everything. We were quiet while they were filming.
Of course.
And I remember thinking like, oh, damn. And then she changed the whole look. And I was like, I would have taken that old black one, you know? Like, she gave her a challenge and she rose to it for sure.
Yeah.
And
she canned her whole look and did a completely different thing.
A nautical blue and white striped sailor look. It was so cool.
Yeah. This is the first time Rue notices Sharon's Tammy Faye Baker tattoo.
Mm-hmm. And I think that this is a moment of just like, oh, okay, this is going to be, you know, they're going to have a lot of the same tastes and like, you know.
They completely
Tammy
do.
Faye is a World of Wonder icon. They made a great documentary about her and they've only done things to celebrate her to like icon status.
And RuPaul is the narrator of that documentary.
See, there you go.
So this is a huge moment of connection and RuPaul loves to laugh and Sharon's laid out the jokes and I think they just have a similar mindset, like you said.
Yeah. When she hits LaShawn, LaShawn's totally not sure about her look yet, but she's kind of out of her element. I'm not sure if this is where she admitted that she only did drag 6 times.
Oh, wow.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
But she did. She let the room know. And she's like, and the second one was my audition tape. And we were like, what?
Just scaredy-catting about.
Well,
she was really young. She was like 21 at the time.
Yeah, I was shocked that she was like admitting that.
Yeah.
You know? It was like when Elisa was talking about her DUI and we were like, girl, this show has a liquor sponsor. Shh.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. But her look for the walk around is basically a swimsuit with some titties on it. You know, it's her runway. It's what she does.
Oh, Elisa?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Also, Jiggly gets a walkthrough. I'm just going to put more garbage. It is like RuPaul is kind of going in and she doesn't really like the she likes Jiggly, but not really liking the look.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think of Elisa's Muppet breasts?
I think I said it, that they looked like Muppets because I felt like they were furry puppets. They look like they gave me Avenue Q titty, for sure.
They are, and I think it's that
they were. Yeah, I was there. They were not silicone or like a
no.
There's some kind of like fabric almost.
Watching the episode last night was the first time in the close-up where I saw the stitching. Like they are stitched with
something
sewing. Like it's, the cleavage is stitched.
It's not terrible. Like Yara does a fabric one too, but she does like silicone breasts that look shaped like breasts and in a capizio fishnet, the kind you can't see from the stage really sometimes.
Yeah. Like, and then you do something to obscure it over it.
Something. But Elisa's just gave me like her face is so beautiful and her skin's there. Usually it's like skin to silicone. The skin looks worse. But this, the boob looked worse because her face was great. But yeah, it was weird.
We get Latrice's full backstory here.
They get that in early. They say, we're going to let this out in the room.
This was a really, like, this was touching.
Yeah.
It was, I mean, because Latrice talks about sort of how her community, after she got out of jail for 18 months. Mm-hmm.
When her mother passed away while she was inside.
I just can't fucking imagine. And she's like, my community came together and they had fundraisers to get me back on my feet.
You got a dress, you got a wig, here's a piece of hair, go to work. And she did. She hit the ground running out of prison.
Yeah.
And I remember like hearing all about that and being like, oh, I like this girl.
Yeah.
Yeah. She was amazing.
That is the power of drag and community. And we love that.
For sure. We're going to take a break.
It's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Okay. The next day, all the girls are feeling, they're feeling it, girl. They're feeling the pressure of the first day.
Now, we all snuck stuff home to work on, too. They tell you not to, but we all did.
Yeah. Really?
All of us, yeah.
Yeah, we kind of did.
And that was the first good night, too. We all stayed up in the hall, like, eating and, like, talking and, like, going through each other's shit in rooms. I went in, like, two girls' rooms. Most people didn't like me yet. But we were up all night working on shit. And it was just, like, the first night that we had got to know each other. Because we had been in the rooms, like, 2 or 3 days before in some cases. Mm-hmm. And, like, knowing that there were people there. Like, Dita and I shared a wall. And she's like, whoever was fucking hammering, because she would beat the wall. And I'd be hammering grommets into outfits. And she's like, you're the bitch with the hammer? And I was like, yes, bitch. Come on over if you need to borrow it. I got a whole sewing kit.
Nice.
She was like, okay. Yeah, so we became friends real quick. But
oh, y'all were allowed to hang out.
Yeah. Sorry I ruined that for everybody. We had so much fun. We went to the pool, went to the mall across the street, took the girls to CVS. I went tanning with Fifi. Yeah, we went all over.
Let's
we saw
do
the
all
world.
The fun shit.
Chanel Perillo.
Deep friends.
Deep friends. Yeah. This was one of the weird workroom challenges where they're like, talk about your dead parents.
Yeah.
It was one of those, like, early ons where, like, okay, cool. Jiggly and Milan were talking about their parents, and Jiggly was admitted her mom passed away. And it was one of those things where, like, the room just goes quiet, and you're like, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was still, like, really raw for her. But her mom at least got to know her as, like, as the Jiggly that we know a little bit, which was nice.
Yeah, very nice. The girls are talking shit. Chad is helping Sharon put on a bald cap with a blow dryer. Love that sisterly teamwork. Chad is the true professional.
Now, the next thing that is on our outline says that Fifi thinks Sharon is the weakest link in the competition and will be first to go home.
Yeah.
Did she say that in an interview or to someone?
In the interview.
Wow. Yeah.
Well, they do ask. They say, who do you think is the worst in the room? Who do you think is the best? Blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
Just because they want options for editing, and that makes sense.
Yeah, it's very the bait and switch. I think everyone discounted Sharon probably from that first episode.
I did. Yeah.
Yeah.
And the princess wanted to fuck Sharon.
For sure.
Seemingly.
Yeah.
I like that meth look. meth look?
I mean, I wouldn't call it a coke look. I'd definitely call it an upper of some sort. Did you dated her at that point? What would
drugs were you guys on?
Yeah. What weren't you on? Let's eliminate it like that.
Well, no, by that point, Sharon, it was meth was not in the picture anymore with Sharon.
Too expensive at that point.
It was something that she had left behind years and years ago. But I guess the look is just an aesthetic choice.
Yeah. Sharon had the distinction of having taken, I think, no baths somehow in like at least 2 weeks while
God
she was
bless.
There. She did not bathe. She would have layers of makeup from on the, it would be off on her neck, but then starting from the back of her neck towards her like ducktail of bleach was like layers.
Yeah.
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 Girl.
That's how we do it.
Wash the back of your neck. Alyssa Summers, this is where she starts talking about her DUI, and it ruined her whole life for 15 months, but it's behind me now, and she's ready for all of America to know who Alyssa Summers is. DUI recipient. Like, I think it was a mistake to talk about that on TV. Just
you
because
think?
It's a liquor sponsor.
Well, also because she only did one episode. If she had done more episodes, it would have been a colorful.
It would have been more like tapestry. Blair St. Clair.
Right. Yeah.
You know, I just like that's not. Don't lead with that.
Yeah.
In my opinion, or the Muppet titties. Don't lead with those. They were out in front.
Well, and the fly sweater.
She
wore a fly sweater. We'll get to it on the runway. She took a fly sweater.
It was like a hat?
No, she just held it in her hand.
Prop queen.
Prop queen. Let's get to the main stage. Let's please.
Ooh. Rue.
Classic RuPaul.
Classic
RuPaul.
Just a shimmering gown.
Yes.
Belted to give the waist. And some asymmetry with a big red flower in her hair. It's just resplendent.
Love it. Resplendent, epic, gorgeous, lovely.
To even look at you right now, RuPaul. Yes. Beautiful. Yeah.
Yes. Michelle Visage is there. Mike Ruiz is there. Santino is still there. Yes. And special guest judge Elvira.
Sharon was so excited when they said it was Elvira.
Girl, I can imagine.
And I was too, because she had just come to a show that year with Showgirls at MJ's when Dee, Vicky, and I were doing
Elvira.
That.
Yeah, Cassandra.
She was so nice. And I didn't even know it was her because she had red hair and I talked to her.
Yeah.
Great, great lady.
Can you read what Rue says about Santino?
Rue says, sometimes it's champagne, sometimes it's pretzel and beer, but Santino is still here.
But I'm here. Yes.
Mother.
Mother has arrived.
Michelle looks great.
Well, Sharon was telling me that she had a conversation with Chad the day before, and they were like, who do you think the guest judge is going to be? And Sharon was like, well, we're doing the zombie shit, so I think it's going to be Linda Blair. I think it's going to be Elvira. And
Chad said that or Sharon?
Sharon.
Oh.
Yeah. I mean, what a crazy, you know, I don't know. I mean, it must have just felt like a really fortuitous sign to have a zombie day and have Elvira there.
I mean, like, everything went right for Sharon.
And everything.
As soon as she walked, because they told us we were going to walk down the runway twice. Mm-hmm. And Sharon was like, if we have something we can only do once, when should we do it? And they said, first time. And so that's when I knew she had a stunt and she did the blood thing. Now, they show me walking out first. Ugh.
Willem is on the runway. Hashtag Drag Race Willem.
My abs.
She's serving body badadi.
The face is better in the wide.
Little Orphan Annie.
The boots are McQueen.
The boots are McQueen.
It's a corduroy, like, pant that I took all the ribbing off of and sewed onto lace and then did a belt in the pockets.
So you used
lace. So mm-hmm. you used fabric.
Hand sewing. And I was the fourth one to walk out, actually, in the lineup, but they put me first.
There's some shuffling of the order.
Led with the body girl.
Ass titty.
Ass titty's gas mask.
Gas mask.
Gas mask, yes. Very, very fierce. Deep salute on the Willem Blood.
Thank you. The gas mask I brought from home, though.
Oh, nice.
By the way.
Oh. Yeah. Cheating, but okay.
Yes, for sure.
Fifi looks amazing too. I really like this look.
See, I like it for the drag and the cosplay purposes. It looks like a Mad Max Epcot version of a warrior princess. It doesn't give me like raw, real warrior princess. It gives me like the theme park version of it, which is great and over the top and poppy and very anime her style. And
yeah.
I mean, she could do so many things actually now that I've seen. But back then, I thought her drag was very theme park costumey.
Okay.
Yeah.
I can see that.
But well made and well thought out and creative. Yeah. Well, you're allowed to like it. And I like some of it too, but I just wouldn't wear any of it.
Okay.
Yeah.
For you, it's cute.
I mean, for you.
For you, it's great.
Yeah. Miss Happy Jump Chart. Yeah. No.
Yeah. Next up, we have LaShawn Beyond. I think this is iconic.
How do you stack 4 feet of shit on your head with just a ponytail? LaShawn does it.
I don't know how she did it. It's really cool, though. A split open globe, the destroyed globe.
The destroyed earth coming out of it.
And the gown is great. Like,
conceptual.
Even if it was just the gown, I'm here for it.
And walking.
Yeah.
Walking.
Next up, Chad Michaels.
So fierce.
Possessed by a demon.
So fierce.
Yes. Very fierce, very lovely.
Very of the earth, underground alien, nuclear disaster survivor.
All the pieces are there. She actually looks like she could be on, like, The Walking Dead. Like, it has very, like, industrial utility pieces, belts and straps. And, like, she could actually be out there fighting zombies and, you know, kicking ass. And
for
also
sure.
looking fierce.
In sequin stretch.
Well, one does want a hint of sequin.
Sequin. She is the warrior.
Even though the world has ended, fashion has not.
Fashion lives on.
Fashion lives on. And next we have the princess.
Waterworld refugee. It's so cool.
Okay. Like,
so cool.
After she takes off the fluffy
bolero.
Yeah, the life jacket thing.
Mm-hmm. She has epaulets of crinoline and just, it looks like Westwood, honestly. Just like embellished layer upon layer of stripes and patterns and accent colors. And she looks great.
She looks great, but does it meet the prompt of the challenge? It doesn't give me post-apocalyptic because It's too nice. It's too like frilly and
it is
clean.
It is very nice. Should the tights have been ripped?
I think is it fur or fuzz on the shoulders and the shoe?
It's like an epaulette of some sort. Yeah.
First of all, I don't care for the fur on the shoe.
It's a sheared front, a sheared chiffon type of thing where like it's like sheared, like
seared.
Sheared. Like how Christian Siriano did like the layers of like ruffle ombre colors.
Yeah.
It shows a lot of, the outfit shows that there's a lot of talent. Did it fit the prompt? Now that she takes the thing off, I don't know. When she had the jacket on, it kind of told me a story of being like a Waterworld survivor in my head. So that was her end of the world, but they were zombies. They weren't pirates now that I think of it.
Obviously, she has an eye for talent. And fashion.
Beautiful gowns.
Beautiful gowns.
Elvira said, clown slippers.
That works.
Wow.
Next, we have little Kenya Michaels, a phoenix rising from the ashes.
But that panty does not fit correctly. The shoe is great.
Very nice shoe.
The panty is suspect. It's a baggy diaper panty.
Yeah. They read her for throwing the wings out away.
It was the best part.
Yeah. They read her for that. Yeah, the panty is ill-fitting, but with a body like that, she still pulls it off.
Yeah.
Still carries it off.
Her mouth was open the whole time, though. Mike Ruiz was right.
Latrice Royale.
Come out looking like a Swamp Thing hooker.
Now,
love it.
I heard a piece of insider intel. As you can see, Latrice has one white contact in her eye.
Uh-huh.
I heard there were a couple pairs floating around the set, and the girl split them. So, like here, you take one and I'll take one. Because there's a few girls wearing one colorful contact.
Yeah.
Milan, I think, has one, right?
Fifi, I think, had one in as well, one of the ice blue ones. So I think there was a we can corroborate this somehow. I think there was some teamwork going on, and I appreciate that.
I was not let in on that.
It's pretty cool. They said Willem doesn't get any eyeballs. Latrice's look is pretty cool, though.
Yes, I love this boot.
Well, love the boot.
Yeah, I know. But, like, it worked. Fringe on the wrist, given some accents and some movements. Great hair. Great accessories.
Alisa Summers, flotting swi.
The bottom
swatting
lash.
Flies. Flotting swi.
The bottom lash is strange to me.
301's on the bottom?
Yeah, why? Why is that the end of the world? You can't see.
Was that the close-up on the titty?
The close-up happens during the critique, and you can really get in there and see.
Her ass looks great.
Her ass looks
then that's
great.
Her.
She's very beautiful, but like they say in the critique, the makeup is a little harsh, and the whole concept just doesn't. I mean, there's tools shooting out of the tits.
Yeah. It's like you couldn't get that it was the end of the world from almost anything that she was wearing. Milan, on the other hand, you could. She's burnt. She's scarred. She's got one good eye, one bad eye. She's pumping in a boot and a pump.
That's cool. This is a fierce
it's
look.
It's great.
I love this fucking look.
And she has one big M on her necklace. She looks fierce. She looks great. If she was cleaned up, she could wear that out to the club and be on the best dress list.
Yeah, and it is very Love is a Battlefield, Pat Benatar music video.
100%.
We love this. It's
deep
so
salute.
Good. Next, Jiggly Caliente. And this has gone down, I think, as it's considered one of the worst runway presentations. But I actually, looking at it, I think there are worse ones in this lineup.
Yeah, at least it showed a lot of effort and creativity. It was falling apart as she was walking, though, and the skirts kept slipping.
But she looks fucking cool. I love that look.
She was red for wearing a flat on the runway, too. A sneaker.
It's the apocalypse! Are you supposed to wear heels and run around like it's fucking Jurassic World and you're Bryce Dallas Howard?
Yes. It's a drag show, too. I think.
I dispute this whole thing.
Well, you didn't get on this season, did you? Tried, but didn't. Did you? No.
I would shut the fuck up. Just speak your air real bad. Like, actually bad.
We'll be back. No.
Oh, are we taking it?
No, I'm kidding.
Okay. I love Jiggly Caliente's look, and I defend her wearing flats, and that's my stance on it.
You're allowed to defend the undefendable.
Maybe I'm...
Well... Oh, shit. That was supposed to be hair, body, face. God damn it, I'm
all
sorry.
Right, let's continue. Next, we have Dieter Ritz.
Yes, bitch.
She's a fucking gorgeous.
Guess what? The apocalypse needs pussy, and she's serving it.
Yes.
She said there's still a job to do after the end of the world. I'm a satisfied man. She's got the white contacts. She looks beautiful. She looks like a young RuPaul.
She is, like, so stunning, and I just keep getting blown away by how gorgeous she
body.
Is.
Body, face.
I love Dieter Ritz, and I think that she's one of my favorite looks from this challenge.
Yeah. Served it.
And, like, one of my favorite queens, period, of the season. Okay. Next, Madame Laqueur, who I also think looks amazing. She comes in safe, but I love this look.
It's honestly pretty great. It's like a Betty Rubble, like, hooker type of thing.
Yeah.
And it's fun, and she's got a leg, she's got a little snack.
And she's serving food. People need to eat in the apocalypse.
I mean, Pork Chop did it on the runway. Remember she ate sand?
Next up is Sharon Needles.
Who looks like an exploded...
Oh, and there she's bleeding.
So great.
Stunt queen.
Stunt
queen from the get-go.
Great.
The silhouette is, I mean, it's very inventive. She went bald. The strands coming down.
The shoulder.
The
were all gagged.
Basket things on the shoulder. Because
we had no idea, but once it came together, it came together. And all I remember thinking was, her bald cap's not on in the back. They're going to deduct.
No.
No one cared. No one saw. It was just like perfection.
She's really a genius at styling and putting a concept together.
I don't know.
I will tell you that yes, she did, because before she went to Drag Race, our friend Cherry taught us all, everyone in the house, she taught us how to make a tube dress.
That's all you need to know.
All you need to know is how to make tubes. So you basically trace your body, double it, and sew it in
up
a line. So it's like two stitches. And then you cut armholes,
or
cut the top out.
Or put a halter into it. That's what I did for my pink dress this season. I knew how to make a tube.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Make a tube.
Make a tube. Take a break. Make a tube break.
We are back and we're here with critiques, and the lineup is way different when they're lined up on stage. Are you suggesting that the walking order was different than what we've seen?
I mean, Sharon is one.
She's like fourth.
It's LaShawn, somebody, me, Milan, Sharon.
Yeah. So for dramatic purposes, it kind of makes sense to switch it up. If you don't know how it's going to shake down, then you edit the order that you see things. And it makes sense to put Sharon last, because it really was a shocking moment.
Yeah.
What happens in the critiques?
The safe people were me, Milan, Dita, Latrice, LaQueer, Fifi, and Chad.
Were you mad to be safe? Were you happy to be safe?
I thought I loved my outfit. I thought it was fashion. I thought it was cool. There was a lot of like handwork. And I thought I was going to be in the top, but I wasn't mad to be safe at all. In the Untucked, you literally see me going, "Well, we lost." And Fifi got immediately mad, and she's like, "Don't call me a loser." She's like, and that's when we really got into it about like she came for me. It was just very like, well, I was like,
"Well, we lost."
She got mad. And I was like, well, we didn't win. We certainly didn't win. She's like, I'm a winner for just being here. So X, Y, Z and blah, 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 blah.
Oh, yeah.
It was heated already. And I was like, oh, like that? Okay.
All that gone?
Mm-hmm. But as we were leaving the runway, Ruth stopped us. And she's like, oh, ladies, while you're back there. And we were like, what's up? And she's like, you may want to think of ways to make a more memorable impression next week.
You may leave the stage.
It was
now.
I was like, oh, okay. Like I knew I did great. I was cool. It was fine.
She read. Oh wait, just a second, ladies. So funny.
Yeah. Well, let me look at this safe list again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I mean, five out of the seven people that were safe were top five. So like they were cutting away. You know, they weren't going to have story on the top five people at that point. They were going to get rid of the people that they knew were going.
Yeah.
So that's who they left up there. And LaShawn got really great critiques, but was coming out with I can't believe I'm here. And Rue was like, you're here. Wake up, girl.
Play to win.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah.
No time to be green.
Yeah, but for sure.
Sharon, I think we all knew, had won this at this point. When we were backstage, we were like, okay, it's Sharon.
Yeah.
You know, and she got praised for sure. They loved.
Yeah, very inventive, very iconic, very fucking amazing. Jiggly, they read for the dirt, and literally just standing there, things were falling off her garment.
Molting.
Now, Sharon was saying that Jiggly gave a really great explanation for her outfit. Like, she was like, this is like Pat Fields. Like, it's supposed to be too much going on. It's the kitchen sink. It's throwing everything at it.
Which is funny because now Jiggly on the hit show Pose works in the Pat Fields store as a stylist.
Oh.
I forget her name on the show. I think it starts with an F, like Felicia or Bianca. No,
let's take a look because I know it's in her
IG bio.
Instagram bio. Jiggly Caliente Official. She plays Veronica Ferocity.
Veronica Ferocity.
On Ryan Murphy's Pose.
What privilege.
Kenya.
Okay.
She loves the image of fire, so she did her own idea. Michelle doesn't like that. She isn't dirty or distressed for the apocalypse, and it does look like a Mardi Gras costume.
Right. It's a little Carnival. Too, like, festive and pretty and put together.
Yeah.
If the wings were sort of distressed and, like, burnt.
Walking through the fire.
Right.
Very good that. For sure. That's what we needed on that.
Yeah, we did.
Elisa justifies her tool on her titties as, I'd like to shoot fire out of my titties.
They swat and flies.
From top to bottom, they say her makeup's too heavy, her outfit doesn't look on theme, it's very tacky, and they're too focused on the breastplate.
She wants to swat flies, Kelly wants to catch flies.
The princesses look, Michelle wanted this one dirtier too, which I get.
That's my main critique. If I think post-apocalyptic, I'm going to be in a flat boot. I'm going to be dirty as fuck. It's going to be like utility stuff so you can carry your weapons and your gear, mm-hmm. a backpack, a canteen,
a camelback, yeah,
goggles, a gas mask. I loved for yours because that makes sense.
Yeah. Well, what made sense to everybody there was Sharon winning, and she's granted immunity.
Immunity. Do you remember when they used to do that?
Yeah, I was there.
What a camp. What is your saying today?
Well, how wonderfully camp.
how wonderfully camp, yes.
The custom gown from sequinqueen.com. That's sequinqueen.com.
She never saw it.
Never?
I don't know. Well, she claims she never saw it, but I'm
She was drunk. Sit down, Dad. You got your gown, gal.
No, I can't remember. But I think a few sequenced queens gowns came through the household.
Yeah, probably.
I don't know. Maybe I'm thinking of something else.
Now come through with this bottom too. We got Jiggly Caliente and Elisa Summers, and the lip sync song is "Toxic" by BS.
That's a very good song.
It's getting late. Yeah, it is. It's got like low levels and sexy parts, and then the time where you walk, 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 pump,
yeah.
pump.
Yeah.
All that, you know?
And I must say, Jiggly is
Turns it.
Killing this lip sync.
Yeah. Destroying. You know?
She does the slow
Her
down
outfit.
Splits.
No, I meant destroying her outfit.
Oh, my
it's
God.
It's falling apart while she's performing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it also like shows that she's like, I don't give a fuck about anything. I'm here to perform and kill this. I'm not worried about my outfit falling apart and molting fucking tinfoil sheets all over the stage.
That was when I started to like her because I was like, oh, she can get down. Okay, she's got some talent to back up that mouth.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And she do and she does. And she fucking murders it.
Kills it. Elisa's performance definitely wasn't as energetic, and she kind of made it a walk-in number, a tipping number, and nobody was tipping. You know when a tipping number, like the third number, where you're just,
tipping
number. Okay. I mean, I'm a bar queen.
Picking cabbage.
Ooh, is that pickled cabbage?
Oh.
Yeah. Oh. That's when the Canadian, because they're purple money sometimes. Right.
Yeah. Picking purple cabbage.
That's Ooh, look you... for the purple pickle.
Picking cabbage, for those who don't know, is when you're in a room and there's a lot of tips and all you do during the number is walk around from person to person taking money. Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you judge where you're going to go next by, can I see any big bills?
Yeah.
And in Canada and the UK, it's nice because the money's different colors.
Yeah. Ugh. You get tipped in the UK?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, ever. $2.20 on the dresser. You see that? Not getting tipped.
Did you see that tip I got in Dublin from the mini challenge?
Unfortunately, Elisa Summers is a queen for all seasons, but not this one.
No, but maybe All Stars. They always say we should do a season where the first one's off, come back.
I wonder what she's up to these days, and I have a feeling we haven't seen the last of her. Lisa Summers.
Hey, thank you so much for joining us on Race Chaser Willem Classique. This week. Oh, sorry, Classique.
Race Chaser Willem, is that what it's called?
I feel like I'm going to talk about myself way too much this season and like but apologize in advance.
But that's what you're here for, because you are basically a special insider guest and you're here for every single episode.
Word.
So I'm glad you're here, and this is a really exciting time for Race Chaser, and it's great to get into this stuff.
Mm-hmm. I'm Willem.
And I'm Alaska.
Before you end, we have just a wee bit of time. Tell me about the anticipation to season 4 here. Like, we've been doing other seasons, and now this one.
What'd we do?
We did 1 and 2.
No, no. Like, between season 4, we did BBC, and then what'd we do before that?
We've done a few All-Stars. We did a current season. Yeah. So, or maybe we just did 1 All-Stars.
I don't remember.
Do you remember the significance of season 4 in the world of Drag Race?
Yes. Season 4 in the world of Drag Race was kind of like the point where the mainstream started paying attention. Entertainment Weekly started covering it heavily. Mm. It's like they had this publicity machine behind it at that point that was very evident from the first week, where the promo shoot was not just a black seamless. It was a fucking spaceship. Yeah. It was 3 different rooms of a set, rotating platforms, gold desks, like...
Yeah.
Smash. It was at Smashbox. It was a nice studio. They had money.
For sure. And
it was the time when the world started paying attention to it a little bit more.
Yeah.
And it was one of those things where even if I wasn't on it, I would have started watching it then, because it was getting enough coverage and I was like, I need to see this.
Yeah.
And I'm glad I was on it when I was on it instead of season 1.
T.
Yeah.
T.
And you were almost
St.
on
James.
It. I mean,
I've almost been on it for years.
Yeah.
But this was a life-changing moment. And we had watched Drag Race up to that point, but it really made it so much more significant to have Sharon on it, and all of Pittsburgh. We were so behind her, and we just could, I mean, it was really life-changing and really just an important moment. And it was 2012, and it was about the apocalypse, and it felt like the end of the world as we knew it, because everything changed so quickly and so fast. And
better drugs.
Well, we'll get into that.
you had heat that winter.
Right, exactly. Yeah, we did. We love season 4. It's an important moment in the history of Drag Race, for sure.
And if you're a season 4 participant, and you don't have my number, hit us up at racechaserpodcast@gmail.com.
What's Elisa Summers up to?
I'd love to talk to everybody. I haven't talked to her probably since the premiere.
Yeah.
I don't know her number.
We have a lot of friends of the pod who are on this season. I mean, Jiggly would be an amazing guest. Mm-hmm. Latrice would be
Sharon,
an outstanding
Dita,
guest.
Sharon, Dita, Princess.
Yeah, Sharon is definitely deeply interested in it.
She might have a few things to say.
A multiple episode arc.
We might have a spinoff satellite series.
Okay, love it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So let us know who you'd like to have as a guest. Maybe Fifi O'Hara.
I would love that.
Speak anymore?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh my God. I wanted to do her benefit this year for I don't know if it's Puerto Rico this year. I think it might be like for DACA,
okay,
or something. I'm not sure. I don't remember, but I'm busy.
We love Fifi O'Hara. She does fucking amazing.
Check out
work.
Fifi. She's doing amazing fundraising work for different charities. And her Harry Potter thing was so cool. I don't even watch Harry Potter, and I thought some of the makeup. I was like, what is that?
Yeah,
made me want to look up what she was doing. She's fucking great.
Yes.
And I'm Willem.
And I'm Alaska.
And we'd love for you to rate and review our podcast. And don't forget to subscribe.
That's right. And on Instagram, you can follow the dolls at Willem at the only Alaska 5000. And our Race Chaser account is at Race Chaser Pod.
Plus, bonus content is available, seeing the behind the scenes of Race Chaser Inc. at patreon.com/Willem. It's pay to play, so just choose a video and you can watch all the videos for like literally a dollar if you want. You can search Race Chaser content by searching the hashtag Race Chaser.
That's right. And you can slide into those DMs with your scalding hot tea and explicit drinks. And email us at racechaserpodcast@gmail.com. Oh, all this stuff is mine. All this stuff is mine.
I liked it.
All this stuff is mine.
See you next week.
Bye. Race
Race Chaser is not endorsed by World of Wonder, Viacom, or any of their subsidiaries. It is intended for entertainment and informational purposes only. RuPaul's Drag Race and all names, pictures, and audio clips are registered trademarks and or copyrights of their respective trademark and copyright holders.
Forever!
Race Chaser with Alaskan Willem is a Forever Dog podcast.
Produced by Big Dipper.
Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey.
Our theme song is Race Chaser by Alaska Thunderfuck, available on iTunes.
The new Starz series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galitzine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly, it is. With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villiers sets her handsome and charming son George on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover. The show is full of wit, scandal, action. You won't be able to look away. Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Starz and the Starz app.